Well, good morning. My name is Hector Torres. I was born and raised in the Caribbean. Far from home, but I feel like I'm at home. Even though I used to live here in this area 5 years ago, by the grace of God, my family and I moved to Washington, up in the mountains, and that's where we are. I have 4 children, one wife, and we have the children after we got married. And this morning, let me tell you, my wife is doing the most difficult work. She has come with the children. I'm having a piece of cake here. But I want to talk to you for a few minutes about how you should or you must prepare your family. I'm sure that you have a family. You have children, a wife, a spouse. And how to prepare your family. I don't want to give the definition of what a disaster is. It's right there. You read it for yourself. Keep that in mind as I'm talking to you this morning. As you just saw, there are 3 different kinds of disaster. Number 1 is natural disaster. And you see many of them. Number 2, man-made disasters. Number 3, personal disasters. Long time ago, Benjamin Franklin said, if you fail to prepare, guess what? So right now, we're preparing. The only question is, are you preparing to fail, or you're preparing not to fail? And I hope you're preparing not to fail. If you fail to prepare adequately now for the unknown future, you will eventually pay the price for your indifference. Friends, that's closer than you think. Remember, you cannot buy insurance on a wrecked car. A burning house, a sinking ship, but dead body. Too late. So we need to prepare before any of that happens to us. So we need to have a preparedness lifestyle. And that's what I want to emphasize as I talk to you this morning once again in the afternoon. What is preparedness? So we have an idea of what it is. Preparedness is a state of being prepared or putting proper condition of readiness before an approaching event. Something expected or unexpected. To put things or oneself in readiness. So it's a lifestyle. It's not something that you do every now and then when you feel like it or when you think you have the time or it's convenient to do it. It's a lifestyle that we should be having today. We see different kinds of emergency. Number 1, we have the emergency level, and that's what we usually do. We have an emergency, then we address it, and we try to deal with it as soon as we can, and once the emergency is over, guess what? We go back to business as usual, like nothing happened. That's not good. Number 2, we have survival level, how just to make it, how to be alive. That's not as good as you think it is. This is the one that I want you to keep in mind. Preparedness. It's a lifestyle level. It requires the family, not just one of you or two of you, the whole family, to be proactive, self-reliant, and a high level of readiness for circumstances beyond the family's control. So keep this in mind because it's important as we go throughout the day and different people are going to be talking about different things that you keep in mind that we need. It's not an action anymore. We must have a lifestyle that is a preparedness lifestyle. There are no emergencies for those who are truly prepared. You can live in a culture of fear and dependency, and that's approximately 98% of the American people right now. Their fear about the future, their fear about the present, their fear about the economy, their fear about the health care, their fear about everything. And on top of that, they are depending whether it's the government or another company or whatever it is for whatever they have. That's not good either. Or you can do the responsible thing, live in a culture of preparedness and readiness. It is time for America to adapt this culture of preparedness. To pass the family preparedness. I'm coming to the end of my presentation. Number one, it's a spiritual preparation. We'll see why in a minute. It's not trusting in man. If not even trusting in what you think you can do, is trusting in Almighty God. He is the only one that can guide you and your family in what to do. Not only that, where to go. A question that people ask you all the time. They say, where should I go? I have no idea where you should go. I know where you should not be right now, but I don't know where you should go. God knows. If you're willing to trust Him and to seek His counsel and His guidance, He will show you sooner than you think. Then, where not only to go and how to proceed, and also humility to ask for help. We are proud people. We think we know it all, and we can do it. We don't need anybody, not even God, sometimes. We think. I want to tell you this morning that it's time that you and I, by the grace of God, and allow Him to guide us in everything that we do. He will not fail us. The arm of flesh will fail us. God will not. Number two, accept that yours is a sacred duty to responsibly prepare your family in what way? Physically, mentally, and practically for an uncertain future. A deep and abiding love for your family, a strong desire to protect them. Willingness to sacrifice the less important expenditure of time, money, and focus for those things that will provide the long-term feelings of preparedness. Number five, you can read it for yourself. I want you to keep in mind what I'm putting before you. Because even though it's just theory right now, I hope that soon, very soon, will be reality in your life and your family. Then we have the physical preparation. You ought to be ready to minimize the negative of an expected event by having stored in your possession or under your control adequate resources of water. You know what that is? People used to drink water, not anymore. But believe it or not, your body is 65%, your body is 65% water. It's not Pepsi-Cola, it's not Coca-Cola, it's not 7-Up, it's not coffee, it's 65% water. On an average, we need about, between a child and adult, between 25 gallons to 40 gallons of water a day. Not just for drinking and cooking, hygiene, and a garden, and so forth. And let's not forget, water is heavy. You cannot take a lot of water with you for too long. That is heavy, and you need plenty of it every single day. Then we have food. And at least you like to eat twice a day. And you like to eat plenty. Right? So you need also to think about food. Number three. You're not going to be running naked around, right? So you need to cover your body. and cover in a way that is appropriate for cold weather, and also that is decent and modest. Then you need medication. And Walt is talking about not drugs, he's talking about the natural remedies and how we need to know them and how to use them and how much of it and how to get some of it while we can. Then you might need some money. I'm not saying a lot, but some money you might need every now and then. Then fuel for heating, cooking, and transportation. And anything your family will need to do, or would need to do, best self-reliance during a disaster. Let's continue. Well, I guess that's the end of it. We'll continue next week. What I want to share with you this morning as I come to an end, and I see families, you know, have children, and young adults, couples, older people, and I believe that the time has come when we need once again to make our families a priority. We live in a society that is very individualistic. The father goes to work in the morning one way, the mother goes to work another way, children go to school or here and there. Now home is not only a home, it's a some of those things where we go to sleep and eat every now and then. But let me tell you, let me give you an example. What would happen this afternoon when you go home? And let's say there is a disaster, any kind. Could you pull the family together? Or let's say tomorrow morning, dad is going to work, mom is going to work, children going back to school. Let's say that you have three children, one in daycare, another in elementary school, another one in high school. And let's say at 11 o'clock, the big one comes. Do you know how to connect your family in a crisis? Do they have a phone number? A family member probably in Ohio or Nevada or Utah, any place around the country, that you know that you can call that family member and eventually the family is going to be together once again? Simple thing. So you need to have that already in your head. You need to tell the children, here's the phone number. If something happens, please call this phone number as soon as you can. My guys in the morning, how about in the evening? Because they come home, or maybe go to the store, or something happens, or you have another work. And you need to be connected in case of a disaster happens and the family cannot be together for dinner, for example. And they're in different places of the city, different times of the day. That's just a simple thing to do, and you should do it now. So even though something might happen big, and you might not be together for a whole month, for example, when Katrina hit New Orleans, there were families that took months to be reunited. They did not know where they were. So you need to have that already in your hand. So whatever happened, and this is just something very simple, common sense. Even though you might not be together, you know where each one is and how you're going to work it out, God's helping you to put your family once again together. But if you don't have that already and something happens, you have no idea what is happening to your little ones, where they are, what is happening to them, or to their spouse. Or for example, you have a medical issue, problem, and maybe you need to have the medicine or the natural remedies available. But if you have none of that already, and something happens tonight or tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now, who knows when, you're not going to know. Then you might have your little one with you, and he might be dying, and there's nothing you can do for him. Have you prepared? You will be okay. And that's what I want to share with you. Think of your family this afternoon as you go home. What can we do now as we prepare to move out of this place? In case of something happens, that once again we can lean out, that we can be okay, that we can have the connection and the phone number or the addresses or whatever it is. So we'll be okay, and we'll eventually be together again as a family. Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate you coming out on Sunday. I hope you get a blessing out of this meeting.